This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussion with MPs and representatives of political parties on sensitive situations arising in various districts of Tarai Madhes, highlights government's efforts to ensure citizens' safety and to strengthen social harmony. 4 climbers killed and 6 feared missing after avalanche on Pakistan's Broad Peak hit veteran climber Nirmal Purja's team. Search and rescue operations suspended due to adverse weather conditions. And Spain deploys extra security to Ceuta following arrival of thousands of migrants. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah says the government has been continuously and systematically working to address the sensitive situations arising in districts including Sunsari to ensure complete safety of citizens' lives and property and to strengthen social harmony. In a discussion held yesterday at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar with MPs of the ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, representing various districts of Tarai Madhes, Prime Minister Shah urged citizens not to be alarmed and to remain calm. Prime Minister Shah further noted that the government's primary focus is to reach affected citizens, ensure their safety and conduct a fair investigation of the incidents, highlighting that the government has adopted a multi-pronged strategy to keep peace and security tight and prevent the situation from worsening. He also mentioned that movement at border points has been tightened. Prime Minister Shah asked all MPs to confidently reach their respective constituencies and play the bridging role between the state and the citizens for the cause of broader social harmony. The MPs responded positively to Prime Minister Shah's request and committed to immediately going to their respective constituencies. 4 climbers have died and another 6 are feared missing after an avalanche on Pakistan's Broad Peak, one of the world's highest mountains, according to the BBC. 2 of the 4 bodies have been identified while authorities are in the process of identifying the other 2, according to the tourism minister for the region of Gilgit-Baltistan. The 2 confirmed dead have been named by the Alpine Club of Pakistan as Nadira Ahmed Abdullah Al-Harthi from Oman and Pur Bahadur Gurung from Nepal. Search and rescue operations have been suspended yesterday because of weather conditions and are set to resume today, Faisal H.N.P.Zada, Home Secretary of Gilgit-Baltistan, said. According to the information received by the Nepali Embassy in Islamabad, the expedition team to Mount Broad Peak, led by veteran climber Nirmal Purja Nimstai, includes Pur Bahadur Gurung Yukta, Kili Pemba Sherpa Kilu, Nima Sherpa, Nawang Thindu Sherpa and Gyalu Sherpa, as well as Nadira Ahmed Abdullah Al-Harthi of Oman, Sohail Sakhi of Pakistan, Wang Zong of China and Mallory Gates of the USA. Searches began for a 10-member international mountaineering team led by Purja after reports an avalanche hit on Thursday on the 8,047-meter peak in the Karakoram Range. Purja, the expedition leader, is known for climbing all 14 of the world's 8,000-meter-plus mountains in just over 6 months in 2019. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is closely monitoring the situation following the news of an avalanche on Mount Broad Peak in Pakistan. The ministry, in a press release, stated that the Nepali embassy in Islamabad is coordinating with all relevant authorities of Pakistan, including the Alpine Club of Pakistan, to facilitate the swift and safe rescue of all affected mountaineers. A rally involving people from all walks of life has been organized in Birganj yesterday to restore social harmony. The rally began from the district administration office Parsa and concluded by reaching Ghantaghar. The Harmony March was held in the wake of tension spread in various districts following the tragic incident at Kaptanganj of Sunsari, said Hari Pant, House of Representative member elected from Constituency 1 of Parsa, adding that the rally would help foster peace, security and harmony. The event was attended by federal and provincial lawmakers, local-level representatives, leaders of various political parties, and others. Meanwhile, the chief district officer in Parsa issued a prohibitory order effective from 5 p.m. yesterday to 6 a.m. till today in Birgan City. Likewise, the district administration office Saptari has imposed an indefinite curfew in some sensitive areas of the district headquarters of Rasbiras. Meanwhile, leaders of various religious communities have called on all Nepali citizens to firmly stand for peace, harmony, religious tolerance, the rule of law and national unity. After a discussion at Singhadarbar yesterday led by Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP President Rabi Lami Chane, leaders of the Muslim and Hindu communities issued a joint appeal calling for the rejection of any kind of violence, hatred and divisive activities. They have appealed for awareness of various activities that are disturbing centuries-old tolerance and social harmony. President Ramchandra Podel held consultations on Friday with former President Rambaran Yadav and former Vice President Paramananda Jha over the recent unrest in Sunsari's Devanganj and other Tarai Mathes districts. During the meeting at Sheetal Nivas, President Podel stressed the need to preserve social and religious harmony, communal tolerance and national unity. Former President Yadav called for resolving the situation through a collective participation of political parties, civil society, religious leaders and citizens. Israeli Ambassador to Nepal Shmulik Eribas paid a courtesy call on Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmalsinha on Friday. The two sides discussed Nepal-Israel relations and expanding cooperation in information technology, digital transformation, telecommunications, agriculture, education and human resource development. Minister Timmalsinha said Nepal is prioritizing digital governance and sought greater training and innovation opportunities for Nepali youth, while the ambassador reaffirmed Israel's commitment to strengthening cooperation in IT, digital innovation and agricultural modernization. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ कहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Nepali Congress, NC, is to hold dialogue with different political parties, social organizations, government and other stakeholders at respective level for social harmony, religious tolerance and unity. An emergency meeting of the NC Central Working Committee held yesterday in the context of the Kaptanganj incident of Sunsari and tension that surfaced in different Tarai districts decided that committees of all levels of the party would take such initiatives up to ward levels. The meeting paid tribute to the people who lost their lives in the recent tragic incidents, expressed condolences to the bereaved family members and wished for speedy recovery to injured citizens and security personnel. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Spain has blamed human trafficking networks for a mass migrant crossing into its North African enclave of Ceuta from Morocco, where about 60,000 people entered over 2 days. The BBC has quoted the Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez as saying criminal groups misinterpreted a recent Supreme Court ruling on migrant returns and encouraged the crossings. Spain has deployed additional security forces to Ceuta and nearby Melilla while Moroccan authorities are cooperating in returning migrants. Spanish officials say more than 48,000 people have already returned voluntarily to Morocco. Local media reported that at least 57 people died during the surge. The incident has drawn international attention, with Italy temporarily suspending sanction-free movement arrangements with Spain and several European leaders calling for stronger border controls. The European Union has urged an immediate end to the crisis while stressing the need to protect the bloc's external borders. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country today. There is a chance of light to moderate rainfall and snowfall at some places in the Himalayan region and at many places in the hilly region. Some places in the Tarai region are also likely to experience light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning. There is a chance of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussion with MPs and representatives of political parties on sensitive situations arising in various districts of Tarai Madhes, highlights government's efforts to ensure citizens' safety and to strengthen social harmony. Four climbers killed and six feared missing after avalanche on Pakistan's Broad Peak hit veteran climber Nirmal Purja's team. Search and rescue operations suspended due to adverse weather conditions. And Spain deploys extra security to Ceuta following arrival of thousands of migrants. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.